Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored L'zecher Nishma Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Zisila Gewurz Levine Aleha Shalom, whose 50th yahrzeit is today, sponsored by her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We thank them for their sponsorship. Says the Gemara now, we are on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Ze Omer Shalavosai, we're still having stories. The Rashbam says that we should know this is a story. This isn't just a statement that the Rabbanan said, right? You see on the top Rashbam, Uvdahave, Kedemucha Lekameh. So what happened? Again, there's a fight, there is a field, and each of them, two of the people arguing, said, it was each owned by our forefathers. It was our family plot. Ze Omer Shalavosai, Vize Omer Shalavosai. Each of them also say, if you look in the Bach, add in another statement. Let's read it with the Bach. This was my forefathers, right? We've lived here, and also I've eaten here for a couple of years. I've eaten here for the years of the Chazaka. And this one says, it was my forefathers. That's it. Hi, Aisi Sadi da Apatehi, Vahai Aisi Sadi da Akhlashne Chazaka. One of them brings a riot that this was their family plot, and the other one brings a riot that they ate the years of Chazaka. So you have the Ma'arer saying, let's say there's one living there, there's a Machzik that's living there, so the Ma'arer is saying, well, it was my family plot. And the Machzik is saying, but I have Edim that, I've been here for 3 years. So who wins? Well, you have one who has a riot for earlier, and one who has a riot for now. So, Amar Rabba, according to our Girsa, Malo Lishaker, which is basically the code word, as we know, for migu. Iboi omerle minoch zavinte v'achalti shere chazaka. The machzik has a migu, as already came up yesterday. The machzik could say, well, instead of just saying, it was my forefathers, and I've eaten the years of chazaka also, he could have said, yeah, okay, it was yours, but I bought it. And now I have cheskas gimel shanim. He could have said that, and he would have been believed. So therefore, that is why Rava says that he should be believed as well, and the machzik wins. Omer le'abaya, mildly l'shaker b'makam edim lo amrinan. Abaya says no, migu b'makam edim does not work. There's a migu, but again, there are edim on the other side that it used to be his father's, and he says it was my father's, not your father's, and therefore it's considered a migu b'makam edim. A migu, the power of migu, the power of a believing a person because he could have said a better claim, does not work if it is in the face of Edom. What exactly does that mean? Why is that? So, the Mefarshim explained that the best even the strongest approach for Migu is, even if you want to say it's Mevarer, as much as it can, it's not going to be better than the best Birur, which is Edom. There are many types of umdana type cases that we have where we substitute something for Edom. Whether it's Simanim, whether it's Chazakos, whether it's Rove, but Edom is still the best. And therefore, no matter what approach you take to Migu, says Abaya, Migu Makam Edom is not going to work. The Rashba says here that it's not that he even says this. Let's look at the Rashba. The Rashba asks, what, Rabba does not hold Migu Makam Edom? He doesn't hold of that principle. He said, you always say Amigo B'makam Edim. He doesn't hold of Abaya. Im Tomar. V'har Rabba Lesley Masnisa, the son of Verkvisha Shem Salmanes, the Befeirish Mishnah Subis. The Mishnah says, he omeres, they're arguing about what you, there are no wedding pictures. So you don't know what she was at the wedding. Was she a psula? And therefore, it's 40 years later, she's getting a ksuba. Was she a psula at the wedding? Was she an aman at the wedding? Right? And they don't know. It doesn't say the ksuba. They don't have the ksuba. So he omer, Amra psula nisesi. She says, I was a psula. Sai, Amoda, 200. V'hu omer lo kiel almana nisatich. No, you're an almana. Im yesh edim sheyatzas behinuma v'rosha paruach suvasamasayim. So Misha says at the beginning of the second parak that if there are edim that she was dressed up like a psula, that she gets a ksuba of psula. Asks the Rashba v'yamai, why don't we say migu that he could say, yeah, I paid already. Nehemne b'migu diba yamar parati. And you don't say that. Why? Because it's migu makam edim. You don't say that he has the migu that he could have said, I paid already, because there are edim sheyatzas behinuma. So what, Rabba argues with that? Rabba Lachor agrees with that. So why is this case any worse? Why here would you say migu even in the place where there are edim? The Yeshlomer says the Rashba, no. The point is here, of course Rabba agrees to Abaya. Everybody agrees, migu makam edim lo amrinan. But it's just that in this case, it's not a migu where we say, oh, we believe him when he says A because he could have said B. No. We're explaining that this is what he meant by saying A. So this is not a migu against the Edim. This is what we mean to say. Ela olim migu. This one. To call hecha de ihu mati ta'in. Veliskin diburei. Anan nekum v'nitanei v'niskin diburei. So we will help him with his claim. We will interpret his claim. V'neima, as the Gemara is going to say, V'Hashem soon, de samchi ala kedavasi kamar. He doesn't really mean literally that he used to be his forefathers. He means, my claim on this land is so strong, it's as if it was my forefathers. It's as if we've been here for generations. So we interpret that so that it's not a migu against Edom. That's why this migu works. And whenever we can do that, Rabbah holds that the migu wins, even if there are Edom. That's how the Ksos explains as well. The Ksos says, when you're stuck like this, you'd rather reinterpret. Because as we just alluded to, migu is a form of birur, and Edom is a form of birur. So if every birur is the truth, so then how could you have two birurim that are against each other and both be the truth? Right? This isn't one of those elu ve'elu zivre lekim chayim opinions. Right? This is just saying what exactly happened, whose it is. So the Ksos says, in those types of cases, if we can reinterpret his words, so that's what we do. Kivan de islay migu, shemochiach shedvarav emes, there are opposite proofs. We have to figure out a way so that the hochachos, the birurim, do not contradict each other. Right, that is the Ksos explaining the Rashba. The Ksos is him in Kuf Mem Vav, Sifkatan Yud Beis, right here. That's how he explains. If we look at the Minchas Asher also here explaining this discussion, here in Simin Yud Zayin, he discusses the two issues. Number one, he discusses the issue of Migu B'makam Edim. Why should it? What's the svara why a Migu does not need beat Edim in general? So he explains, U'mashkafa Rishona Hayanira Lomar. So at first glance, I would say as follows. Since the Migu is Mavara the MS, but Edim, as we explained, they're the greatest. Once you have the greatest birur, then you have to go back to the migu and say it's not the MS. In this case, you have that option. Right, in a regular case of migu b'chem edim, where you can't reinterpret his words, why does the migu lose? Because the migu is basically undermines Minei Yubei. If you have Edom against it, which are truth, Migu usually gives you the truth, but here it can't give you the truth, and therefore it just falls away, and it cannot last. So in this case, that's one suggestion why Migu usually falls away. But then he says, Alkei nira yoser lefi mashin izvayer le'el. Diyesh b'migu bilvad. And this is the Achronim's big sugya, Rav Elchanan and others. How does migu work? So the way we just explained it is A, believe him for A. He said A, so give him, he could have said B, which is a better claim, so believe him. That's one way to look at it. But there is also another more formal way to look at how migu works, and that is what's called koach hatayna by the Achronim. We not only believe him for A, because he could have said B, we give him the power of his having said B, even though he didn't say B. That is a deeper way of understanding, Migu. The Yesh B'Migo Milvad, and Rav Asher Weiss here says, you have both elements. The Yesh B'Migo Milvad Hochacha Ubirur, besides the Birur element, as we have been talking about, Gam Geder Koachataina. The Yesh L'Baldin Koachataina, and that's the Chiddush HaTorah of Migu. Shohaya Yochal Liton, you give him the Koach of the Taina that he could have said, Av Shetoin Taina Acheres, even though he said a different Taina. The Ein Zem Yishum Sheish Hochacha Shedvarav Nechonim. Right, it's not that, oh, it's a Raya that he is correct. Ela Din Zem Mufshah, it's a chiddush haTorah and Hilchas claiming. That's a different way of understanding than the Rashba and Hadaksos just said it. Why are we reinterpreting? So number one, because Migu is a birur, and if it can't be a birur here, that's a problem because it's going against a better birur to undermine itself, and that's why we can reinterpret. A. B is that no, Migu has this magical power of koach hataina, the power of the other taina that wasn't said, and therefore if there's any way that we could give that power to the claim that he did say, which is sometimes reinterpreting, even though it's against the pashas of his words, we would do that. We would do that too. That is the two ideas relating to this. Related to this issue. So we have a machlokas here between Rabba and Abaya, whether in this case you would call this a migu b'makom edim case. Hadar Amarle, one more line. Hadar Amarle, now let's continue. So the story continues. After the machlokas was given, Hadar Amarle, then he explains himself. You don't even have to, you know, reinterpret for him. In the avasechi, really, what I meant was, I meant to say, when I said it was our forefathers and I've lived here, that it used to be your fathers. Vizavante minach, and we bought it, minayu, or we bought it from them. V'hayda amilach da'avasi, da'samach li'alei k'da'avasi. He actually said it. Not that we were reinterpreting that for him, but he actually said it. And now the question is, can he do that? Could somebody reinterpret the words that they said in Beis Din? We have a principle called Kiva Shehigit Shuvei Nechozer Umagin. Once somebody says testimony in court, and it's after Tokete Dibur, so then you can't retract it, you said it in court. But what if he's not taking back what he said, but he's just reinterpreting and explaining more what he said? Is that allowed? So we'll get to that question in a moment. But even before that, the Mefarshim interestingly explained here. Here we have a machlokas between Rabba and Abaya. Interesting. Yesterday we had a discussion between one Rebbe and one Talmud, Rav and Rav Nachman. So today we get to talk about a little bit about Rabba and Abaya. So Abaya was Rabba Bar Nachmani's friend, student, right? This is Rabba. So the Mefarshim explained, the Rashbam here explains on the fourth line, Amar Le, Talmido Abaya. Abaya, Rabbi's Talmud, told him Mali the Shaker, and he argued on him. And a couple lines later, Valacha Kabaya, Sharaba Hodelo, Kidemuchach, Va'azel. As we'll see, the Halacha is like Abaya. This is not one of the Yalchagams. Yalchagam is only Abaya versus Rabba. This is Abaya and Rabba, his Rebbe, and therefore you don't have the principle of Yalchagam. You could hold like Abaya. So it's a Talmud arguing on a Rebbe. Is a Talmud allowed to argue on a Rebbe? Right, so that is a halachas that one has to remember from Yaradeya. Simin Reish Mem Beis. That's the halachas of Kavod Rabo. Chayav Adam B'Kavod Rabo. Right, this is the simin right after halachas of Kibud Avim. Because the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam put it, not the Rambam exactly, but the Rambam has in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Hilchas Kavod Rabo, and Hilchas Mamrim, Hilchas Kibud Avim. But in Hilchas Talmud Torah, the Rambam does compare a parent and a Rebbe. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayav Adam B'Kavod Rabo V'Yir Aso Yoser Mi B'Shel Aviv. If it's a Rabo Muva. Kalach Cholek Al Rabo K'Cholek Al Ashchina. If you're cholik on your Rebbe, it's like argue, it's cholik on Hashem. V'chala osa meriva in Rabo, ka osa im Ashchina. V'chala misraim alav kilu misraim al Ashchina. So what does that mean? You can't be cholik al Rabo. We find it all over Shas. The Shulchan Aruch continues to explain, no, no, no. Cholik al Rabo does not just mean arguing with him. Cholik al Rabo is undermining his authority. Ezel cholik al Rabo, kol shekoveya lo medrish, v'yoshev v'doresh u'melamed, shaloberish is Rabo. You set up a competitive yeshiva in the same town. V'rabo kayam, ava v'yishu b'medina acheres, even if he's in a next country. That's cholik al Rabo, says the Rama. Avol muter lachlok alav beizep sako hora'a im yeshlo rayos v'hochachos l'dvarav shadinimo. Right, but no, of course you're allowed to argue on your Rebbe if a person has higiela hora'a and he feels differently than his Rebbe, then he's allowed to. And who does the Rama quote here? Piskei Maharai. Who's that? That's the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen. He's based on this in the Tshuva, in the Psakim, the second volume of the Trumas Hadeshen, where he has the short Psakim. Says the Truma Tadeshin here in Simin Reish Lam Ches, Niravadai, Im Horaos Beruros Ksas, Vitsurasa Dishmaitza, Mashma Kedivre HaTalmud, Lama Lo Yachlok, Kachi Aisa Darka Shal Torah Mimea Tanoim. This is Torah, this is Gemara, and this is Mishnah. Rabbeinu Akadosh, Cholak Vakama Makomos, Al Aviv Yal Rabba Rav Shem Begamliel, Biyam Oroim, Rabba Hayacholik Vakama Tuchti Al Rabba, Shahaya Rabbo, Bigaonim. He calls this the Gaonim. Ashiri, right, the Rush. Cholik Vakamaduktin, Amaharami Rotenberg, Shaya Rabba Muvuk. Right, he calls them the Gaonim. We call them the Rishonim. Ein li lavar yoser mizek, yidvar me'elu srichem talmud mipel peh, numakatan atzar shabi Yisrael. So that's the Truma Tadashin says that this is always allowed. Again, it has to be done properly. It can't be done with a chutzpah. You can't say, Rebbe, you're wrong. But having shuvas like that is okay. The Radvaz also has an important shuva relating to this. The Radvaz, Pischei Shuva there on this Ramah, quotes the Radvaz, in Chelik Aleph, Simon, Tav, Tzadi, Hey. Tshuva 495. Sha'alta mimani odiach adaiti amasha amru she'ein talmid rasha lachlok al rabo v'chim yesh l'rayas beruras lama lo yachlok v'alo matzina rishonim shachok al rabam. Says the Radvaz, Radvaz's tshuvas are always amazing. Says the Radvaz, nimsa amorayim. He quotes some verbatim from the Tshumas Hadeshen. Rava hayacholek al rabo banachmeni bekama makomos v'chein harashba al haramban v'chein harash al harama v'chein b'chol dor v'dor yachol lachlok alav v'chayav Birayos derech masu matan avalo yehei kovea atzmo lidrosh barabim ol kvo yeshiva. As we said, cholik a rabo, that's different than arguing on rabo, as we would call it. Ubechlal zeshalo yachlok al rabo kederech al chokim lenatseach is rabo. You're not out to get him. Ela omer rayos of bifanov im yashu beinav mutav v'im lav yishtok. If you know he agrees, fine. If not, v'lo yomer lo kach nira li. Ubechlal ze lo yomer la achirim. Rebbe matir vani yoser. To present myself as equal with my rebbe. That's not appropriate. My Rebbe, my awesome, amazing Rebbe says this, or Anias Daiti, I think, may be possible to make sure it's presented that he's the Rebbe and I'm the Talmud. Avalichtov la'atzmo rayosav, afilashim kineged rabo mutter, avalichtov psak ohora alachirim kineged rabo b'chayav, usher. V'chein mutter lachlok lavacharmoso, v'listok lahoris kafi rayosav, right to paskin against. And then he says, what about if you write a sefer and you write your Rebbe and his rayas and you and your rayas? That's mutter. The ein ze bizayin klal ki aba acharem yivcha lo aderech hayasher v'hatov v'alako yudvarav l'shem shemayim. As long as it's all l'shem shemayim and presented properly, that is okay. And that's why in our Gemara we have Abaya arguing with his Rebbe Rabba, as the Rashbam felt the need to tell us, Talmido Abaya. It is okay because it's not cholik arabo. This is just presenting. Again, this is part of the Misora, elu ve'elu, different ba'alei ha'misora, viewing halachic sugyas differently. So, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says,
Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan.
It gets a little trickier when you have a Talmud Chaver, right? Reish Lakish was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but also they were Chavrusas, right? So you might say that was a Talmud Chaver, O Chavrusa, O Misusa. That wasn't said by then. That was a different Gemara, but Rabbi Yochanan couldn't survive, as we learn Gemara Bamitzia without his without Reish Lakish. So that was more of just a Rebbe Talmud. That was a brother-in-law relationship. That was, but again, yeah, Enachinami. Weiter. So once a person explains himself in Bezdin, Tohein v'chozer v'tohein, oh ain't Tohein v'chozer v'tohein. So could a person re-explain himself? Again, that means that he's not being chozer from his words. He's just re-explaining his words. Can a person be chozer v'tohein? That's the shiloh. So Ula Omer, Tohein v'chozer v'tohein. Ula says yes, a person can re-explain himself. Nahardoi Amri, ain't no Tohein v'chozer v'tohein. Right, he cannot retract that statement. Let's read a little more. And then we'll have some comments. Umodi Ula, who says you are allowed to explain yourself, agrees. Hecha de omer le shalavosai velo shalavosecha de eno toin v'chozer v'toin. If he is now contradicting his earlier words, he's not saying, he didn't say earlier, it was my forefathers. Oh, I meant it's as strong as if it was my forefathers. That would be okay. But if he says it was my forefathers and not your forefathers, that's pretty explicit that he meant it was beferish. And now he's trying to change that, so that's kiva shehigid. Shuvin echoz umaga. Then you can't say something different than what you said in court. So a ula would agree, if you're contradicting, that would not be allowed. Vehecha davi koi beidina vilotan. And also in this case, what if he was in Bezdin and he didn't say a word? He went outside and then he came back. Oh, I have something else to say. Hey, why didn't you say it when you were still in here? Right? Well, you went outside and you said it. So then again, that's a reyasa. That's a red flag. My time, huh? Tanase agmare. Somebody taught him something to claim. Right? And that's what it looks like. And therefore, we're not going to listen in that case. Ula would agree. In that case, eino toin v'chozer v'toin. Umodi nahardoi, and then the other way, nahardoi, who usually says you cannot be toin v'chozer v'toin. Umodi nahardoi, hechi de omer le shel avosai, shel lakhu me avosecha, to chozer v'toin. Right, nahardoi says that in this case, where it says, this is what he said, shel avosai, shel lakhu me avosecha, in that case, even nahardoi would agree. Right, where he says, where he explains himself that way. And what if he says something outside, right? If you, the Rashbam just explains, let's go back to the first one that we just said, where Nahardoi would admit, if you look on the third wide line of the Rashbam, Umodi Nahardoi, Bazesh etan mitchila shalavosai, v'chazer etan shalavosai shalakhu me'avosecha, d'chozer etan, because now it's even better than the earlier. Before, and he was saying, it's as if it was as my forefathers. Now he's saying, it was my forefathers, but they got it from you. He's just adding to what he said earlier. Adding and not reinterpreting, even Nahardoi would agree to that. I didn't say everything before. I said the truth, but not the whole truth. In that case, you're not uprooting your earlier words at all. And therefore, because he was machzik shaloshanim, we allow him to keep it because now he has a chazaka shishimataina vechulu. So that is the where Nahardoi would agree, where he is just adding and not changing. And we also continue now back to the Gemara. If they said something outside of Beis Din, they didn't say it in Beis Din. Velo ta'an, va'asa lebeidina v'ta'an, dechozer v'ta'in. Saying something outside of Beis Din and then coming to court and saying something different or adding, that's also okay. My time of it in ishtalom migli tanate elo lebeidina. It could very well be that you're saving your claims. You have a secret claim that you don't want them to be able to know, right? Sometimes you have that in a court system. The prosecution, the defense doesn't want the other one to know their super claim, their superstar witness, and therefore they would hide it until the end. So we have Machlokas, Ula, and Ardoi, and in the cases where they would be Moda. The Rambam has a limitation on all of these limitations that we have in the Gemara. The Rambam here in Hilchas Toin V'Nitan at the end of the seventh parak says the Rambam, Yesh L'Toin L'Bebezdin L'Achzar V'Liton Taina Acheres L'Hachish Ataina Harishona V'Somchen Al Tainasu Ha'Achrona. Sometimes, the Rambam here says, you could be towing, v'chozer v'towing, right? He passes like Ula, but here he says, even if you uproot and contradict. V'yavo b'shalo nasan amasla l'tayna harishona. Even if you didn't give an excuse why you said the first tayna. V'yavo b'shalo yasmi bezdin, v'chozer. Yesh lo lachzer v'lito v'lafo kol tayna sheyirtze. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara just said you can't go outside. The Gemara just said you can't contradict. Three more words in the Rambam. Ad sheyavo ha'edim. Before any Edom came, and you came back in, and you're changing, and you're just changing. That's okay. Also, it's really not fair what I said before about Kivan Shehigid. It's not really that you're giving Edos here. That's just the concept of Kivan Shehigid, Shuvan Echozer Maga, that if you're in Bezin, you're claiming something, you're saying something, so you know, you can't take it back generally. It's not really Kivan Shehigid, which is about Edos. But the Rambam here says, you could always do whatever you want, until Edim come. That's not what our Gemara is talking about. Aval me'acher sheyavo Edim v'yachishu taina. And what's Edim? Edim might mean the other person's Edim. This is the case in our Gemara. Me'acher sheyavo Edim v'yachishu taina soha achrona shesamach aleha eino yachol lahasil taina acheres. Then you can't change it. Ela imkei nasana masla l'taina shesamach aleha, unless you give a reason why you said the earlier one. The yesh b'mashma'a kimo sheheisi b'zos taina acheres. And you could reinterpret the earlier words as he is explaining now. V'hu shalo yatsa mi bezdin, and you didn't go out of court either. Avalim yatsa mi bezdin eino yachol lachzer v'liton achar shebo edim. But once if he left bezdin, then he cannot be chozer v'toein after edim came. Shema anashim ra'im limduhu tainus shal sheker v'chein kol kayotze pozeh. So the Rambam says our whole Gemara is only because the other guy has edim here that are against him. But if he wouldn't have edim, then he'd be able to go back. If we look in the Magen Mishnah here, the Magen Mishnah says, the Vesover Rabbeinu she'ain shalin kol tana'im elu ela kishabo edim kodem shechazer bo halav hachi hapesha asar hu hapesha hitir ubechol gavna toin vechozer v'toin. Quoting what we discussed yesterday, you were the one that said this first claim, so you can take it back. Right? There's nothing that is forcing you to say this claim. If there were Edom there, then there's no more Pesha Asar. But right when you say the right when the Edom come, then that would not be allowed. That is the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Toin V'Nitan. In that same piece in the Minchas Asher on Baba Basra in Siman Yud Zayin, this is an Os Dalid. He again discusses the issue of Toin v'chozer v'toin, and there he discusses what we touched on yesterday, and that is Hodas Baldin Kimei Eidim Dummy. Right, so even if we're not going to relate it, as we just clarified, to Kivan Shehigid, but when somebody's in court and says something, so now the Rambam is saying you could just leave court and come back in and say something else. But don't we have the principle of Hodas Balvin? Right? He's saying it was my forefather. So he admitted to something. So how could he change that? How could he take that back? Right? Especially if you take the approach, like we said yesterday, it's ne'emonus, it's not just his chaibus. If it's just a new ischaibus, okay, maybe you could say that I can be unmischaib myself. But if it's a ne'emonus, right, the Torah gives you believability, and you're like an aid on your own financial matters, so then how here can you just change that? So explains the Minchas Asher here that even if we say a ne'emonus type of idea, it's not really ne'emonus like Edom have ne'emonus. It's a ne'emonus that I'm a schai of myself. But it's not ne'emonus of an event, let's say. V'nir b'ira dov, v'lefim ha'shvi'arti ba'orach b'mokam acher. B'geder hodaz baldin, sh'shone b'yesodo m'geder edus. It's still different. No matter whatever stronger approach you have to hodaz baldin, it's not going to be the same. De'edim ne'emonim, levarer amitas advarim, sh'hoyu b'mitzius. V'kivach n'izbaro l'fnei abezdin amitas ha'mitzius, ma'chri yemeim esadin, api yidiyasam. Edim describe and aver and prove and tell us what happened, and once we know what happened, so then we assume that's the reality, and Beis Din acts based upon that. Kegon edim hameidim sheploni harag olava ohizik v'chadome ne'emanim heim lekvoa shekach chayev b'mitzius. They can be koveya the mitzius umemela chayev ploni ba'onshin v'tashlum in kedin Torah. That is al pishnei edim yakum davar. The davar is mikuyam. It happened. But hodas baldin, even if you want to say it's ne'emanus, do we really say that's exactly what happened? Or he has ne'emanus that he owes? It's ne'emanus on the chiyuv, not ne'emanus on the mitzius. Avol hodas baldin, ein ne'emanus ha'adam ala ma'isav ha'mitzius klal, ela ala chiyuvim, bilvad. The chidshei Torah, sheha'adam ne'eman l'chova, so bilvad. Ve'ein, in financial matters, not like we said yesterday, ein adam eisam asma rasha, but for financial matters, ve'ein ne'emanus misyacheses l'sibas ha'chiyuvim, ela le'etzem ha'chiyuv. The ne'emanus is not about the what brought about this chiyuv that you would require edim, but that he is mechuyav. Shemeir olav ein esorach lomar klau eich mischayev. Right, he doesn't have to explain. I loaned, I damaged. Ella im amar lo ploni manali biyatcha va'amar hein chayev. Af shelo hisyachis klau loofan achiyev shen ischayev. The ein emunusu klau alamitas hadvarim shayev b'mitzias ella halachiyev bilvad. Mashen ken edus tzrichem lohar al sibas achiyuvim ve'nem ne'emanim lohar ba'ofan yashir. Edim can't just say ischayev. And, but, right, you might say, like, the Edim are more powerful, but in a sense, there's one thing that Edim can't do. Edim can't say, oh, he's chayev. Oh, how is he chayev? He's chayev. We're not explaining. What do you mean, not explaining? You have to explain what happened. You can't just explain on a chayev. So it's different. Ulefiza, and that's why here it's different. Towing v'chozer v'towing. Edim, as we said, kivachahigid, as we said the principle before, so that they already created the reality. Once you create the reality, you can't undo the reality. But if you haven't created a reality, you've created a chiyuv. You've been tezvarad about a chiyuv, so then that's where we have more flexibility in toin v'chozer v'toin. And that's how the Rambam could say that our whole Gemara is only where Edom came. But if Edom didn't come yet, you can leave Bezdin, they can change it, they can contradict, because you didn't testify about a reality, and therefore it is different. Right? That's what he explains here in Simeon Zion, Os Dalet. Okay, so let's continue now. Again, there's a lot there on the towing, the chozer of a towing, but now we will continue a little more. Says the Gemara, Omar Amemer. So again, as we see over yesterday's daf and today's daf, there's a lot of Shas topics. Some are mentioned in the Gemara and some are brought up by the Rishonim here. Omar Amemer. It's a very juicy parak as we see. Amar Amemar, Ana, Nahardo, Ana, I am a Nahardian, Visvirli, Tatoin, Vachozer, Vatoin, and I don't even hold like what the Nahardoin said before. They held against Ula, they say, Eno Toin, Vachozer, Vatoin, I disagree with that, Vahilchos, Toin, Vachozer, Vatoin. But we paskin that you can, in this case, and again, the different versions of how you understand that, the Rambam, there's a Rimi Gash here, who the Achronim discuss, which we're not going to go into now. He says, maybe you're allowed to be Toin, Vachozer, Vatoin, even if the Edom are there, from one taina of patur to another taina of patur before the edim came, but because that could slide from one to the other, but not others. That's discussed by the later Rishon. Here we go. Next case. Two dots. Ze omer shalavosai, vize omer shalavosai. They each say shalavosai, and again the bach adds in. Ze omer shalavosai v'achalti yashnei chazaka. Vize omer shalavosai v'achalti yashnei chazaka. So here, they're both saying the same thing. Right? It was our forefathers, and we both, they're contradictory. Adim that they both say that they've been eating it the past 3 years. Hayasi sadi dafatihi va'akla shnei chazaka v'hayasi sadi da'akla shnei chazaka. So what happens here? The problem is they both say the same claim, but only one of them has edus on both. One of them has edus of the cheska shkulo shanim and the years of chazak and the forefathers. And the other one only has edus on the Cheskes Gimel Shanim, but not edus that he was the Marakama. So Amar of Nachman, Uki Achila LeBahadei Achila. So the two Cheskes Gimel Shanim sets of edim cancel each other out, and then what's left? Uki Yara beCheskes Avasa. And then you give the land to the one who has edim that it was their forefathers. That's what you would do, says Rav Nachman, right? The Rimi Gash says, and you don't say here, as we're going to see later on, one of the possibilities, kol de'olim gvar, which is going to come up in the next couple of days also, but another type of I wouldn't call it a psak, another type of behavior that Beis Din says what to do if they can't figure out what the hachra should be, that, you know, the stronger person, they'll brisalik themselves, and they say called the olivar. So Bezhan, we'll get back to that soon. So the Rav Nachman says in this case, so they cancel each other out, and you give it to the person who has the chazakah for the forefathers. Amalei Rava, says Rava, how can you say this? Ha edus mucheshesi. This is edus mucheshes. This is contradictory testimony. What, one of them is lying. So you're gonna say, you know, one of them is lying, but we'll trust the other part, like a pagino ne'emanus. No, you throw it all out. Edus mucheshes. And therefore, bottom line in the Rashbam, kiva tahani beis kitos machisho zuazu, since these two groups contradict each other, achas mehen psula l'chol eduyos sheba olam. One of them is pasul. One of them lied in Beis Din. V'acharei she'en levara eza psula, tibatal edus l'gamrei. And because we don't know which one, just throw it out. And you would say, kol d'olam gvar. Pashas, you would say, Beis Din doesn't know what to do here. Beis Din's stuck, and therefore, called to all of them. There are no edim. Again, there's no specific, edus, uncontested about Marakama. So even that part is a problem, because those edim might be the ones that are lying. Amarle says, Rav Nachman, back to Rava, wait a minute. Why do you look at it as one package deal? Nidas kachish b'achilasa, fine. They were contradicted regarding the cheskas gemol shanim, b'avasa mi is kachish. Right, nobody said any word about the second stage, the second element, right? Only one of them said about the marakama, the other one did not contradict that, and therefore, that should be accepted. So says the Gemara, Lema Rava Rav Nachman Biplukta Dravuna Rav Chisa Kamifavi. Let's say this machlokas about whether we could separate, whether we throw out the whole testimony because one of them is lying and therefore they must be wrong, or do we say no? You can split it. They're only lying about this, but you're allowed to trust them about the other. Maybe that's the same machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, who we have elsewhere. We have in Masechah Shavuos. The Itmar, Beis Kite Edim Amachisha Zuazu. You have two Kite Edim that contradict each other in case A. Are they allowed to now go and testify about some other case separately? Do we trust them? Or do we say that, no, there's a chashash that they're Edim Sulam, and therefore, you're not allowed to trust them anywhere. So, Amar Rav Huna, Zuba b'fnei asmo me'ida, v'zuba b'fnei asmo me'ida. Rav Huna says, they're fine. Right, they're contradicted here, but you don't know who's the one that's wrong. And therefore, if they go and testify somewhere else, that is okay. Bab b'fnei asmo me'ida, they're allowed to do that. For Rav Chisda, Amar, no. Bahadi sadi shakri lamali. But they're somebody's lying here. And therefore, you cannot trust them even somewhere else. Even in a different case. If you look in the Rashbam, right across from where we are, Zu Ba'a. Be'edus acheres. Aval echen mikazu, vechen mikazu, ein mitzarfen le'edus achas. Even Rav Huna has a limit. You can't take one from each kat and form a new pair. Because then you know for sure one of them is a puzzle. So that you wouldn't allow. Right? The ha'echad mehem puzzle b'vadai. Right? That would not be allowed, says the Rashbam. One of them is for sure a puzzle. Ve'ein kan el achatzi edus. There's only one aid here. V'tam de Rav Huna. What's the reason for Rav Huna, who says that the Kiddush testify? Mishum tu uki gabra cheskasi v'lo tafsi lenem isafek. Cheskas ne'amanis, cheskas kashrus of every Jew. and therefore we're not sure if they were Edim Sulim. We know for sure before they walked into court they had a Cheskas Kashrus, so that Chazaka continues. That's what Rav Huna's Svar is. Rav Chista says, no, there's a Reyes, something happened. So you don't have a Cheskas Kashrus when there's a good probability that something happened, and therefore you cannot trust them even elsewhere. So says the Gemara, Lema Rav Nachman, who says, the Amak Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, who said that you could trust them for the other part, for the Cheskas Avhate side, he holds like Rav Huna, who says you can split it and trust them elsewhere. The Rava Rav Chizda, and Rava could hold like Rav Chizda, Rava who said, no, you throw them all out, it's like Rav Chizda, who said you don't even trust them in other Eduyos. So says the Gemara, not so clear that it's an exact parallel. Aliba de Rav Chizda kol yamal aflegi. According to Rav Chizda, there's for sure no argument. What does that mean? Says the Rashbam, Rav Nachman for sure is not like Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman says you could split it, definitely does not hold like Rav Chizda. Why? Because Rav Chizda doesn't even allow you to trust them in a different Edus. For sure, in the same case, you're not going to trust them on the other half. So that's why what this line means, Vade Kuleyama Lopligi, Rav Nachman for sure cannot line up with Rav Chizda, because Rav Chizda goes even farther. And Rav Nachman doesn't even go, Rav Nachman allows it even in this case, and Rav Chizda doesn't even allow it even in a different case. So they're for sure on different sides of the spectrum. Ki Pligi Aliba de Rav Huna. The Machlokas is within Rav Huna, meaning both would be able to go like Rav Huna, who says in that case that in general you could trust them. Rav Nachman ka Rav Huna, Rav Nachman is like Rav Huna, you split it. You only, like in our case, you could split it and trust them on the other half. So too, you could trust them in another case. V'rava, ad kama kama Rav Huna, ela le'edus acheres. When does Rav Huna say that you're allowed to trust them in a totally different case? The two edim could go and testify somewhere else. Ava lo'osa edus lo, but maybe Rav Huna would agree in this case that in the same case, the other half of the same case, that you would not be allowed to trust them. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Shmaitza, the Shev Shmaitza, the Ksos, talks about this discussion, our case, talking about two Kita Eight and then our Machisho Zuazu. This is the Shmaitza Dalet Perek Beis. He discusses V'yapagav de b'shnei kite edim hamachisha zuazu muki kalachas b'cheskas kashrus v'zu babet v'asmo me'ida. Right, Rav Huna, we paskin like each one of them could go and testify somewhere else. V'hasamnami kat achas mehen bevada yatsa b'cheskas kashrus. Even though one of them is for sure doesn't have a cheskas kashrus anymore, but until you know which one, you trust both of them. Hasam kiven de me'olam lo nifsalu v'lo nizbarer psula. You keep them in a cheskas kashrus. But let's say you have a case, he compares this to, you have two animals. One was shechted with a proper knife, a sakan baduk, and one was shechted with a sakan pagum. So would we stay there? Well, we don't know, so we can be makel. And you can say they're both kosher. Would you say that in that case? Says like so you wouldn't say that in that case. V'lo no da eza b'sakin baduk, the eza b'sakin pagum, kivan. You know why that's different though, says the Ksos? Because there they never had a cheskas kashrus, so to speak. Why? Because when an animal's alive, it's also not kosher. And now you're not sure if it was shechted properly, so there was never a moment that there was a previous chazaka that would help us out. Right, there is a shaila about what is the isser of an animal when an animal is alive. A discussion of Maseches Chulin. Maseches Chulin, as we mentioned in the past, is an unbelievable Masechta, very underrated. Right, it's so much of Maseches Chulin, very long, but very great Masechta. Says the, every Masechta is great, but Chulin is unique. But there, Maseches Chulin discusses this idea, Machlok has been shown him, what is the isser of an animal that is not shechted? Is it Enos Avuach? There's an isser, there's a mitzvah of Shechita, and if you don't shecht an animal, it's an isser, asay of Enos Avuach. Or is it just Avram and Achai? Right, what if the animal, right, which one? Does it go from Avram and Achai to Enos Avuach? Does it go? That gets into the sugya of Machzikin me Israel Isser. Right, a sugya there. But says the Ksos, says the Shev Shmaitza here. Kiva del Nespire, Klau me Olam, in Yatsa me Cheskasa, she Enos Avuach, Havali Kalachas, Nevela, Vadai, Ukemo Vishne Kite Edim, Demuki Kalachas, Mecheskas Kashrus. Right, just like if you have a previous chazaka, it works on the, over here by Rav Huna, you could hold that they both still have a cheskas kashrus because you don't know if that was changed. So by the animal, you know, you have to keep it as a cheskas treif because you don't know if that's changed. You don't know which knife did the proper shrita, and therefore, you might get malchus for both of them. Right, it's not an Hashem Tali. That's what he's saying. It's a vada, you might treat it as, because you don't know which one, possibly. Again, we're not going to get into those details, we're just suggesting that, and then, we will see. But we continue now. So the Gemara says, Maybe they both could agree to Rav Huna. But now what happens? So again, what was the case? They both had Eidim that they had Cheskas Gimel Shanim. One of them brought Eidim that it was one of their forefathers. So now what happened? The other guy found witnesses that it was his forefathers. Hader Aisi Sadi Dav Hatehi. Right, the other one brought witnesses. So now you got Eidim on both sides. So what do you do now? Bezdin originally, let's say according to Rav Nachman, Bezdin originally had given it to the one that had Cheskas Avata. So now Rav Nachman, would Rav Nachman now change something? Amar Rav Nachman. And let's say it had been in the hands of Reuven, but he was the one that did not have Edom for his forefathers. Shimon did, so they gave it to Shimon. So now Reuven also has. So do you give it back to Reuven? Because he was the machzik at the time that this whole story started. Amar of Nachman, Anan Achtine, the Anan Maskinanle. Yep. You take it away from who you gave it to, you give it back to the person where you started from. Lizilusa de Beidina lo Chashinan. Don't worry about Zilzul Bezin. Well, this is a joke. Bezin's giving it to A, they're giving it to B. Don't worry about it. No, because now there's a fact that you didn't know about. Right? And therefore, that's not considered a Zilusa de Beidina. That is what Rav Nachman would hold. So the Gemara says, do we really not worry about Zilusa de Beidina? So Masiv Rava says Rava. One second before we get to that, look at the Rashbam last couple of skinny lines. Right, Hader Aisi Sadi Oso Shiv Sidu Rav Nachman Davatehi V'Harei L'Shneihem Eidei Chazaka VeEidei Avos Vein Koach Lazem Mizeh. Vikal da'alim gvar. So basically, by giving it back, you don't give it back and be machzik it in his hands, but Bezdin basically says, okay, we're putting it back to what it was before we started, and then we're being masalik ourselves. Kal da'alim gvar. And therefore, that's the principle which comes up, Beth Hashem, in a couple of days also. Literally, the stronger one will win, which we'll talk about, but that's what the psak is, if you could call it a psak, in this case. What exactly does that mean, called da'alim gvar? So that is a major machlokas rishonim elsewhere. The Rush, in the beginning of Bamitzia, says, you know what the psak of kal da'alim gvar is? The person who really owns this is going to be moser nefesh more. And therefore, kal da'alim gvar is a birur. It is a mavarer. It's not just total arbitrary. You know, because you might say, what do you mean? The stronger one? No, the stronger one is going to be the one that's stronger. Doesn't mean physically stronger. It means the one who's going to try harder. The one who's going to try harder to get it must be the one that's the real owner. And therefore, says the Rosh, in the beginning of Bamitziah, that is, it is a birur. But other, look at another Rishonim, you don't get that impression. No, Kal Dongvar is Bezin removes itself. Bezin removes itself. Bezin does not know what to do. There is no way of figuring out exactly what the case is here, and therefore Kal da'alim gvar. We discussed way back in the beginning of Bamitziah, Davez, the relationship between Kal da'alim gvar and Shuda d'daini, which is Bezin does whatever they want. Or Bezin does tries to figure out who the real owner is. So, but those are two different principles. Here, the Rashbam says, Kal da'alim gvar. Right? The nafgamina could be, is it considered, when the person gets it, the Olam gets it, is it really considered his? Right? The Pnei Shlomo here, Shlomo Ganskrit, in his commentary on the Bava Basra, he says, this machlokes, this discussion in the Rishon, in the Achronim, whether Kol Dalan Var is the real owner would try harder versus, no, Bezer just removes itself, that's an Afkamina, whether it would be Lachem. Let's say it's an Esrog. Right, so you don't know who the Esrog is, so could you use this on Sukkis? That's Machlokas. If it's like the Rush says, yeah, it's Lachem, because we assume that the stronger one is the one that it really is the owner, so then you would be able to use it for Lachem. Right, unlike if you have the other approach. He says, is that Talia b'taima kadal d'alangvar? L'fim ha'shakaz v'ay Rosh ha'tamu mishadonu somchin shezehu shalo yimsar nafshar yoser imkein gambadito didon srichem lahotzio v'lomar kal d'alangvar. Aval l'nomar d'taima t'kal d'alangvar hu pashut mitzat tfisa. Imkain, that's, you know, you wouldn't say it's Lachem. What is he explaining? He's explaining the machlokas here. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, right, what? How did the Rashbam on this see in the Gemara, and this maybe is the Pashas of the Gemara, and that is, you take it from our case, you take it from Shimon and give it back to Reuven. Other Rishonim say, no. You don't do that, it just means that Bezdin announces, you know, that psak earlier is, they don't take it out and give it back to the original person. That's the machlokas we're showing him here. See, the Pnei Shlomo here suggests, maybe that machlokas, the Ramban, and others that argue on the Rashbam here, they don't actually take it back, could be related to how you view Kol da'alim gvar in general. Again, that's, we're not going to, that's what the Ramban here argues on that. He goes, Pirsha Beinu Chananel, Mitzchila, I'm reading from the Rashbam. Ha'isa Biad Ruvain, Vehevi Edim, Shimon, reading from the Rashbam. Kuga Mitzchila, Ha'ya Biad Ruvain, Vehevi Edim, Shimon, Shihishal Avosav, Upikish Ruvain, Velo Matza, Vehachshav Matza, Hilka, Kimish, Ha'isa Tachas Yado, Elishamachva, Shalom Matza, Edi Avos, Silkun, Kenu, Voranu Bo Shimon, Achshav Shematza, Misalkin Shimon, Moridin, Ba Ruvain. Right, if nobody had it originally, so then we wouldn't remove it. Right, that's the issue at hand. That is it a case where Adafla was in one of their Rishuyos at the beginning, or was it none of their Rishuyos at the beginning? That's the machlokas we've shown him here between the Rashbam and the Ramban and others, and that's what the Achronim say. Maybe it's connected to how you view called the Alon Kvar. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So Rav Nachman says, we're not worried about Zilusa de Bedina. We'll take it from one and give it back to the other one. Masav Rava, is that really true that we're not worried about Zilusa de Bedina? Vitema Rav Yisira, Shnaim Omrim Meis, Shnaim Omrim Lo Meis, remember? Yevamis Sugyas, in Ha'isha Rabba. Two Edom come and say your husband died. Two other Edom come and say your husband did not die. Shomer Omer Nisgarsha. Two Edom say, we are mad that you got divorced. Ushnaim Omer Lo Nisgarsha. Harezu Lo Tinase. She cannot marry anybody else yet. Because it's Trey Utrey, and therefore there's no clear Edom that she is an Almana or a Grusha. V'nisei Slo Tese. But if she did get married, she's allowed to stay with her husband. Try to stay with her husband. The Gemara discusses there. You know, how could the guy marry her? Who could marry her in the first place? But Omer is Barili, and the aid is the one that knows, right? It's the one of the Edim, the one that I saw it, I know for sure. So, that's the Ukimta there. But either way, lo Teitse. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Teitse, no. You have to be Teitse. You didn't have a heter to get married. And Amar of Nachman, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Emasayani Omer Teitse, when do I say that she has to get divorce or leave her husband? If it was trey utrey before she got married, but if she first got married because there were only edim that her husband died, and then two edim come and say he did not die, so then she could stay married. Why? Because if we would then make her get divorced or leave, so you see from here that we are choshish for the zilzal, for the disgrace of Bezdin, right? If she got married and then Edom come, we say, no, don't force her to leave the marriage, right? Zilusa de Bedina. So Gemara says, Amarlei, ana savri lemevet uvda. So Rav Nachman says, okay, you're right, good question. I was about to act based on this. Hashta de osvintan at. Now that you asked me such a strong question, the osvin Rav Hanuna besura, and also Rav Hanuna asked me lo avdina ba uvda. Okay, I give up. I'm not gonna take it back. I'm gonna be worried about Zilzal Bezdin. The problem is, Nafaki went out, avad uvda. Right, he went out and he didn't do what he just said. Didn't do what he just said. Man dechaza, the person who saw Savar thought Tausi biyada. He thought, oh, he forgot. Forgot from 10 seconds ago. The one who came out, oh, he must have valohi. Elamishim detalya bashli ravervi. No, the issue is that he found, maybe right afterwards, maybe earlier, there were other great Tanaim that held like him. And therefore, even though these were rayas that we are worried about Zilusa de Bedina, he had ashli ravervi, he had strong ropes to hang on to be able to be tola his shita that we're not worried about Zilusa de Bedina. Who are those ashli ravervi? So we're going to have to stop over there because it's going to be a little longer. But before we end, just one other ha'ara regarding Zilusa de Bedina. The Chashukei Chemet here discusses a case where there was Sheila, Av Bezdin, Rav Ha'ir, Shehigim Chutz La'aretz. There's a big rabbi from Chutz La'aretz that came to Eretz Yisrael for Shavuos. And it was after Shavuos, and it was a week after Shavuos, and it was after Shmona Esrei, and it was 7 days, actually 8 days after Shavuos, and he instructed the Chazan not to say Tachnun. Because Tashlumin, right? We know the Tashlumin for the Karban of Shavuos, you know, that you don't say Tachnun. The problem was, he was calculating it based on Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, you have an extra day of not saying Tachlun because you go by the 6 days after the second day of Yontif. But he was in Eretz Yisrael. So he told him to say Tachlun, and all of a sudden, in the middle of Ashri Uvalet Zion, somebody realizes the mistake. So do you go back or announce that, no, really, we were supposed to say Tachanun because, you know, or Zilusa Derav, you know, are you worried about the Zilzul? Right? And that's the question. Right? Yesh Poskim says, if you look, some people say Tachanun all those days. The Chazon Ish, others say, just say Tachanun the whole time. But let's say, according to the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, they don't say Tachanun for this week. So what do you say? See, so quotes, Babasra Lamad Aleph, Zilusa De Beidina. So maybe he says, maybe the issue is only Yitachain, Shedvarim Elu Ne'emru, Rakpa Ofan Shah Bezdin Lota'a. If Bezdin didn't make a mistake, so maybe that's where you're allowed to keep it. Ava, but here, where the Be'edim only came later. But Bazet ain't on Uchoshim Lizusa the Beidina. Shem Yelag Lagu Abriels Al Bezdin Al Shasosir Mesdinayim. Vedami Lachucha Vetlula. Meachra Bezdin Lota'a. Elisha Betchila Ba'edim. Mashaykim Bin Yonenu. Alulam Abriels Lomar Sha'ab Bezdin Zelo Baki Balafis. Lo Yikablu Zvarafs. Even if you want to say you're worried about Zusa the Beidina, but, or you're not worried, but here maybe you should be worried. Because here you should be worried because you made a mistake. So maybe we should be mochalim. So he quotes from the Trumas Hadeshen, who discusses a totally different case, how you write ER and a get with one yud, with two yud. This is what we did, and sort of Rav did. So he says, he quotes there, that maybe if you fix something on the day of, there's no zilusa de bedina. He goes back and forth. Maybe here it's different, because it's in front of everybody. It's not like a get, where people hear about. Here, it's in shul. And if you announce it in shul, it's even worse. Mashiach betachlun, shekola zilusa ubiyachas lakihilo shom ispalalu, vimisaknu miyad alul yo zilusa, mashiachin lo yisaknu klan. He goes back and forth. This is Lamaisa Niresh Akolafiha Inyan. Vim Yesh Lachosh Lizilusa Shel Rav, Ain Lachzer Velomar Tachnun, Vikimash is Shasa Tchak, Vishashash Shel Kavod HaTorah, Vitachnun Lochiv Daraisa. So then you don't. But Im Ain Shashal Zilusa Yesh Lachzer Velomar Tachnun, there's no Zilzel that is possible. It just reflects the importance of Tachnun. That's my takeaway message here also. We have to realize that Tachanun is part of Tefillah. And it's very sad that in many areas, you know, Tachanun is just wiped out so easily. There are certain days that Tachanun could be erased. Right, the Gaonim said Tachanun on Purim. Tachanun, please, Hashem, help us! What a beautiful, unbelievable Tefillah. So remember the Gemara in Bamitzia, we had the power of Tachanun after the story of Tanur Shalachnoi. Right, he said, Tachanun, oh, I know Rabbi Gamliel's dead. Unbelievable! The power of Tachanun, such a powerful Tefillah. So we have to realize the importance and make sure that we give each part of davening its proper cover. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Le Zecher Nishmas Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Celia Gewurz Levina Le Hashalom, who's 15 years old today, sponsored by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. Okay, we'll stop here.